My members in particular were wonderful. I can remember when finally, with picture drama game particularly, when it was voted that cinemas should open on a Sunday, I remember coming down to the picture room with my brother on the Sunday, the very first Sunday down here, to see a film called China Seas with Clark Gable. And I can't remember the other guy at the moment, Clark Gable and Wallace Beery. And when we got to the pay box, of course, as I was under 16, only a boy, I was turned away. My brother went in on his own. But he gave me sixpence and he said, "You'll come to the, go to the pictures next week." And I cried all the way home.
Did you?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Well, 1940, about 10 years old, I suppose, yeah.
Was cinema and the pictures, was it really important back in those days compared to now?
Well, we were only saying we'd just come back from Weston, and what they got at Weston, and in the city, incidentally, here, is nothing today. They had a theatre down Westcote Street. They had five or six cinemas in the city, so you could go to two or three in the week, whatever you wanted. If it rained, you'd go in the afternoon, or if you went to a dance and took a girl in a bit later, you'd always end up taking her to the pictures on a Sunday. And there was always somewhere to go. Today, that they haven't got that anymore. You've got to think, but you could also have one of the pictures this afternoon. Mm. It's going to rain or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And
I guess there's not as much on, I suppose.
No. I think what spoils the cinema today, I don't approve a lot of their films. There's too much violence, too much sex, too much swearing, all shown, which wasn't about when we went to the pictures. And the main thing about the cinemas when I was a boy, at the picture room, you had two films rather than the one you get now at the cinema with a load of adverts, which seemed to be continuous. But the old style was they had a B feature, a smaller, cheaply made film, which was always the most attractive, surprisingly. You'd have films like Sherlock Holmes pictures with Basil Rathbone, they were B features. Charlie Chan pictures, Mr. Wong, all the cowboys, as we were saying earlier, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, Ken Maynard, Jack Perrin, they were all B feature stars. So you saw your B in gangster films and comedies, and you'd see a B feature from, say, if you went in the unit, say, from 7 o'clock till about 8, you'd see the newsreel with probably a Mickey Mouse film afterwards, or Donald Duck. And next week's attractions and forthcoming attractions, and then the big film would come on, which was the A film.
Wow. You've got a whole night then, really?
Yeah.
A whole night.
3 hours.
Beautiful.
3 hours.
Yeah, yeah. You go in at 7, you probably come out about 10:15. You'd see two films. And as I say, the B feature for boys, that was the attraction. We weren't really interested in the big film, like the big films with Joan Crawford and Betty Davis and all those, unless later on when Bogart was on the scene, that was different, but it was the B features that attracted us to the picture drama.